Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey, so we just finished today's show. I guess one of the things we talked about a little bit, but we didn't get so much into was Chris Lane proposing to Lauren Bushnell, his girlfriend. I actually recently spent some time with them. I know Chris
them
a little
or him?
Bit. Them. Mm. I know Chris a little bit. I didn't know Lauren at all, but she was super nice. And he had told me, he pulled me to the side and was like, yeah, I'm about to propose. She has no idea. This is at CMA Fest.
That's crazy.
And he even told me what he was going to do. And I was like, well, she's like 10 feet away. What if she hears? He's like, she's good. But yeah, he proposed. And so, did he sing her this song? Because I didn't.
Did he play it or sing it? He played it for her. He wrote it specifically for this moment.
No, okay, but explain to me how this went down.
There's a video.
Right.
And they document the whole thing, and he basically pulls it up on his phone, and it's playing over a speaker in the backyard with some of their family around.
So he's going, because this is what he told me, because I haven't seen the video. He said he was going to do something, and then he was going to be behind her when it says something, and she's going to turn around. Is that what happened?
Not really. Like, they were looking at each other and hugging, and then he kind of pulls her onto the grass, and then he gets down on one knee. So they were kind of emotionally into the song.
Yeah.
So I don't think he could have been behind her. Like, she was listening and was, like, realizing what was happening. And then he just kind of pulled her and then got down on one knee and pulled the ring out of his back pocket.
So he was playing a song going, hey, I wrote this song for you.
Yeah.
And he's at her family, mm-hmm. and they're all listening to it. And yep. then he had that ready to go, and then he pulls out the ring.
Yes.
And he proposed. Okay. All right. This is a special part. This is a talk about being on a knee.
Well, yeah. Here I go, because right now we're back in her hometown, and I'm down on one knee.
And so then he does it right then.
Yeah, he like basically pulls her, and she's like almost like tearing, crying at this point.
I got chills.
Yep, me too. Yeah. I'm glad you said that, because I did too. And I didn't want to get made fun of by the whole show.
Man.
I guess she finally figured out I'm going to ask her to marry me.
How baller is that?
Wow.
Look at that guy. There it is. Big, big plans.
She don't know I got some big, big plans. She don't know. She don't know. She don't know I got some big, big plans.
Hi, good for them.
That's just perfect.
Yeah.
He's an artist.
Cute.
This is what he does for a living. Writes her a song, and then the words are saying it, and he does it. I think it's a perfect proposal right there.
Pretty good.
Wow.
All right, dudes. Everybody, Raymundo, you're up.
The bar's been set.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Yeah,
I mean, you wrote Vacation, Raymundo.
That's what I'm saying. Screw, I can't be writing a song anymore.
Anymore.
It's already been done. You're going to.
Are you working on something in your head, though?
Yeah. The angle I was thinking is fireworks for now.
Shoot them at her?
No, that would start the tone of it, and then from then on, that's when you propose. The fireworks is the signal that, hey, you're about to get engaged.
Hmm. Huh, okay.
Because unless you're at 4th of July or New Year's Eve, you're not going to see fireworks. So if you're a female and you see fireworks, something about to happen. That's my plan. And I have a guy. He said he can hook it up at a discount price.
Okay.
Bottle rockets?
He works at a stand?
Roman candles? Okay.
All right.
And Raymundo's going to Hawaii. Who thinks he proposes in Hawaii?
Nah.
No.
No way.
Too cliche?
Very.
Unless he's like doing, like tricking us, because he keeps acting like there's no way it's happening. But
we said friends are going.
Right.
So I don't think he'd be doing that
friends.
With much
yes, why?
Friends
but you'd have friends there.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it be cool special. To propose and then all the friends are there?
I don't know.
Just because it's a surf trip. We're drinking beers and I'm in the sand fumbling with a beer can. I grab a ring. Get out of here.
Surfboard in one hand. Yeah, I got you.
I got a crab in the other. I got a lobster on my toe.
Yeah, yeah.
Who wants to propose like that?
Come on.
All right. Well, listen, Raymundo, we're all ready for it, bud.
I know.
And we have so many ring like endorsements. I have like, I should be married like engaged like 10 times by now. I think that's a super hookup.
Yeah.
Like we can hook it up, bro.
Yeah.
I just call one of my people.
I know.
All right.
I mean, that's something that everyone stresses about, and you don't have to worry about that, right? Like that's taken care of. That part's easy.
It's not free.
No, I know, but a good deal on a ring is a big deal.
And you have how much in your account for a ring?
$100.
$100.
Oh, okay.
So that'll get you.
I don't know if it's that good of a deal.
Yeah, that'll get you a talk with them.
Yeah, a meeting. Set up a meeting.
All right, we're going to get started here on Wednesday's show. Thanks for being with us. By the way, check out Eddie and I are going on tour, The Raging Idiots. We start in July in Denver. Denver, Chicago, El Paso, Little Rock, San Antonio, a lot of places. I just mentioned a few of them there. RagingIdiots.com. Thank you, and here is today's show. Away we go.
It's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I look over at my text screen here. This person says, can you please talk about Morgan, number one, leaving the show? I must have missed that conversation. Which I don't think we talked about on the air, did we?
No.
I talked about it on Twitter. Post-show, pre-show even? No?
No, I guess it was just online.
So, Morgan, number one, is leaving the show, but she's still going to work with and for me. She's moving over to some other stuff that I'm doing. It's a promotion for her. And so, but I met Morgan, number one, and she was in a college class I was talking to. Took her there. She was then I moved her to an intern. Then she was working for me personally. Then she was assistant producer. Then she became the head producer of the show. And now I'm going to move her up again, but outside of the radio show. With that being said, her office is going to be literally, what, a mile and a half away?
Yeah.
Right.
Not far.
And she's still going to talk to us all the time. But Hillary, Utility Hillary, there's a picture of her just crying because Morgan, number one, is leaving the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just sobbing.
Yeah.
You understand she's, no part of her is going to be lesser than what it is now.
Yeah, but she won't be here anymore, like, sitting next to me. Like, she sits next to me every single day. And even when y'all leave, we're still here together. We work a lot together.
And you cried.
I bawled my eyes out. And I even knew she was thinking about it. And she called me, like, it was 4 or 5 days later when she finally made her decision. She FaceTimed me and she told me. And I just cried.
And are you okay now?
I'm still sad when people bring it up. I'm really sad about it. And it's kind of a bummer. But
are you happy,
for your
friend?
I'm really happy for my friend. It's a mix of emotions. I'm happy for her, but I'm selfishly really sad.
Well, the other question that Raymundo asked, because I brought everybody in and told him, Raymundo was like, hey, will Morgan number two still be known as Morgan number two, since there will no longer be a Morgan number one on the show?
Good question.
Well, I thought it was a great question, Raymundo. And as of now, no, Morgan number two will stay Morgan number two. Because I still have both of them working every day with me.
Right.
And Morgan's confusing. Isn't that a law firm?
Yes.
In town, Morgan & Morgan? Morgan number two, how do you feel about that? Do you want to just be Morgan?
I mean, eventually, I think that would probably make more sense to people. Because,
why?
Because then people would be like, well, where is the Morgan one? Before, we had reasoning behind it. And now it'll be like, well, she's just Morgan number two because we have no reason.
Well.
Because on air, we're not going to be talking about, I get that you have, but when we're talking on air, it's when we talk about Morgan, you're not going to be confused who we're talking about.
No, but I think that people remember her name because that's oddly Morgan number two. There's a 10 million Morgans in the world.
You know how awkward it is to like go up to people and be like, hi, I'm Morgan number two. It's very uncomfortable. Yeah, I think she wants to be Morgan.
Is it because it's like I never thought about this because is it a poop thing?
It's not, the
number two.
The guys do call me other names because of
commercial. She does a spot for, number two stuff.
She's like, did your tummy hurt?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Morgan number two for number two. I think that's how you got that commercial, though. Go ahead.
I don't even know. It's just weird because some people may not put two and two together. They just may be like, oh, that's Morgan from the show. And they're like, what? Morgan number two? Why are you number two? And then I have to go into the whole story about why I'm number two.
Whole story.
Two.
There are two Morgans.
Yeah.
Story's over.
Yeah.
So far, it's not changing.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it. Because I have two Morgans in my life that I'm very close to, in different one and two. And people just know you as Morgan number two now. That's a good name.
I don't know if it's necessarily a good name as it's catchy.
Whatever people remember it. All right. We're going to get started here. Amy, what's your thought on that?
I think you should be Morgan, but I don't have final say. I'll do Morgan number two. It's just way easier because honestly, sometimes we just say Morgan and then it's like, oh, shoot.
I don't. I never say Morgan.
I'm guilty of just saying Morgan and then then it's like a thing because it's like, remember, she's Morgan number two. And
well,
I'm like,
do you call Lunchbox Lunchbox?
Yeah, or sometimes I call him Lunch or LB and I need to remember he's Lunchbox.
But why not call him his real name?
I have, because like, since the day I met him, I know nobody that calls him his real name. I've called her Morgan before I called her Morgan number two.
When Lunchbox got married to his wife, she said, I'd take the Lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
That's how his wife only knows him.
That's
too.
How I'm in her phone.
His Lunchbox.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
There are a lot of places you can be, but you won't get to hear segments like this one. Lunchbox set me up. What'd you do?
Well, Taco Bell, because of the NBA Finals, a road team won a game, and so they give away a free taco from 2 to 6 p.m. on a certain day, and yesterday was that day.
So you go to get a free taco.
Free Doritos Locos Tacos. Do you want nacho cheese or cool ranch? You get to pick, and you don't get to get Supreme, only the regular.
Okay, well, so I'm confused. I mean, anybody can do that.
Yeah, but you're only one per person, so I had to take a bunch of different clothes, disguises, outfits in my car, get one, go out to the car, change, come back in.
Okay, so he's changing disguises in order to do the segment here. Here we go.
Attempt number one, I'm wearing a gray t-shirt, blue jeans, and tennis shoes.
Hello, can I get one Doritos Locos Taco, please?
Supreme or regular?
A regular. Thank you.
All right, so you got one. No,
whoa, no problem.
No problem.
Easy.
All right, here we go. Puts on a different disguise.
Attempt number two, I'm wearing a black and gray striped suit and a nice shirt underneath. My lawyer.
But you put on a suit?
Yeah, lawyer suit.
Wow.
Suit.
I just got my client off, not guilty, so I want to celebrate with a Doritos Locos Taco.
You don't want to just now for the free taco?
No. Thank you.
Okay, so they gave you one, but someone was yelling at you from behind.
Someone was yelling at me on my second attempt. I mean, I dressed up totally different, and some lady was on to me.
Same face, though, right?
Same face.
Just a suit.
All right, Lunchbox is getting Doritos Locos Tacos, and he's changing his disguises every single time. All right, here we go.
Attempt number three, I'm wearing a yellow Wichita State volleyball shirt, blue swim trunks with pink flamingos on it, black hat, sunglasses.
How's it going? I'm about to go lounge by the pool, so I want to get Doritos Locos Tacos for the pool body.
Oh, so, yeah, I get it.
I'm going to go to the pool. So that's me ordering.
Yeah.
And this is the reaction.
This time, I made sure that I put out something on your body I can remember you back. So when you change clothes, I remember the dots on your hand. I thought they was tattoos, but they're swords. I'm sorry, can I give you another taco?
They're what? They're swords? Oh, she saw your hand hurt?
Wait,
oh,
my God.
Well, look, I cut my hand. She's like Sherlock Holmes. I mean, she painted. She goes, let me see your hands. And I go, palms up. She goes, other side. Flips my hand over and she points at the two cuts on my finger and goes, that's it.
I'm going to call Metro because you're wasting the time.
She's going to call Metro the cops?
Yeah.
The police?
If it's not you, I will give you four tacos.
I just wanted one taco. I didn't want four.
Sir, but you're wasting my time. It's like you're stealing is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Man, I got to go to the pool empty-handed.
Hey, stay in character. You got to give him that. He still won live by the pool.
I will give you four tacos. If it is you, I'm going to prosecute you for stealing tacos. Do you want to wait and get four free tacos, or you ready for me to call the police?
I'm good. I'm out.
That's right. You're out.
She was going to review the tape. She was going to go review the tape, and if it wasn't me, she was going to give me coupons for four tacos.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't risk you wanted a tape.
No, he didn't want to say,
go to the tape.
Whoever owns that Taco Bell should be like, what a good employee.
Also, you don't have to turn your hands over.
Oh, yeah.
You don't show your
she's not
Does
a cop.
Does she have a warrant for your fingers? I don't think so.
But he complied. That's very nice of Lunchbox.
I think he got scared. I would have got scared. Listen to how, she goes right at him.
This time, I made sure that I put out something on your body I can remember you back.
I found
She's
something
like, and
on
they're
your
sores.
And they're, yeah, and your hand sores.
This time, I made sure that I put out something on your body I can remember you back. So when you change clothes, I remember the dots on your hand. I thought they was tattoos, but they're sores. I'm sorry.
They're sores.
And then I think she apologized.
She said, I'm sorry.
She goes, I'm sorry for saying it's sores. So
she's awesome.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of her.
Uh-huh.
So you got two.
I
only got two tacos.
Only two. Wait, and what did you do with them?
Well, I mean, I gave them away.
You did?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
No, why would I lie?
What'd you do with them, really?
Why are you making that face?
I gave them away, man.
You're talking awkward. He threw them away.
He just called you man. He's lying.
He changes his voice. He's like,
no, I was at a red light. There was some guy sitting on a bench. I said, hey, redhead guy, you want some Taco Bell? Came and got him out of my car.
Yeah, that's good. But is that the truth?
Yeah.
He's not looking. He's not making eye contact.
I'm looking right at Bobby. Who do you want me to look at? You want me to look at Eddie?
Just look at me? Because you didn't look at me.
I looked at Bobby.
Okay, listen. That was a good segment. I enjoyed that. Good for her, too.
Next time I got to do a different Taco Bell.
You should hide your sores.
You need to put gloves on.
Who thinks of to look at someone's and find a distinguishing mark for free tacos?
Smart.
Let me address what happened yesterday on the show, too. What's his name?
Johnny Bananas.
Johnny Bananas. So this quickly what happened was Lunchbox has been fanboying over Johnny Bananas. And it seems like a nice guy. I don't know him. And he met him in a bar once, and then he starts like Instagramming him and sending messages. And I said, hey, I got a message from him saying, hey, would you tell Lunchbox to leave me alone? And then I see yesterday, he's like, fake news. Listen, I'm standing by what I'm saying. I'm not trying to get in a fight with somebody from Road Rules. So I'm
real saying, world. Real yeah. world. Real world Key West.
Road Rules.
And
Road Rules challenge. Got
him. And he's on the challenge.
But listen, he can do the same thing with me and be like, whatever. Hey, Dancy boy.
Yeah.
It'd be the worst feud. It'd be the F-list celebrities. Just
Bones versus bananas.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And he's also bigger than I am. He'd probably beat me up.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty ripped.
I can give you the number Lunchbox that he texted me from. And you can just have it.
Yeah, I mean,
I can say.
I would like to call it.
Yeah,
because I've been emotionally like.
Well, I don't want people thinking. And I even asked on the air. Do we tell them on the air? We feel on the show that if it's a bit good or bad, we conclude the bit and we talk about it on the air, even if it's uncomfortable. And I'm okay with taking that heat, but.
But I don't think you ever disclose how. What you just got a text, right?
Mm-hmm. From listen, maybe it's not him. It's an LA number, and he was like yesterday going, oh, up. Maybe Bobby got catfished. Maybe so. But the catfish was two texts. It wasn't, hey, let me see your wiener. You know, it wasn't like what catfishers do.
Right, send me money.
It was very specific.
Yeah. Do you want to see? Do you want to see?
Yeah,
the text?
I mean, because I had I had a bunch of people.
Here's the phone. And listen,
texting
I don't know,
me yesterday could, going, is this real?
It maybe couldn't have even been. You can read it out loud if you want.
Hey, hi, Bobby.
Go ahead.
This is Bananas. Could you tell Lunchbox to please leave me alone? Thank you.
And what did I say?
Yo, dude, this for real? If so, got it. And he replied, thanks, Bobby.
And that's it.
That's it.
Huh.
If I were getting catfished, I'd have probably sent him like $1,000 by
right,
now.
Right, right, right.
Man.
So.
Like.
So then Lunchbox called him out, said it on Twitter that he was disappointed. And then Johnny Bananas on Twitter was like, whoa, dude. Like basically saying, I never did that.
And if maybe this could be a catfish, but I don't think so. All I know is what
man, that
I know.
323 is LA though.
I know.
That's the same real world number that called me when I went and auditioned. Not that number, but the 323, and I missed it. But why would so
that.
Is he just saving face on Twitter?
I don't know. Maybe I am getting catfished. All I know is I just showed you everything that I have.
Bobby said you could take that number.
You can have the number. Call him.
Yeah, call him. Man.
I'm gonna call him.
Is that what you're trying not to do?
So he's writing the number down. All well, he has is 323.
I didn't write it down. I mean, because like,
I was like
listen,
wow, did he memorize
listen,
it?
Guys, you guys don't understand how down in the dumps I was for the last 24 hours. Yeah. Like, friends that we talk challenge, like we're challenged, like gurus, text me like, is that real, dude? Like,
but here's the thing.
Like, it kind of.
I think you could have been his friend if you had just played it a little cooler. Like, I don't think it's a you thing where he doesn't like you because you're a cool person. I think you just went, I think it's a learning lesson for you because every celebrity we listed, Emmett Smith, Gwen Stefani, Warren Sapp, John, you go in so aggressively with them.
I go excited. You tell them to say if you're a big fan and I let them know I'm a big fan.
But no, you yell at them. And what did Gwen Stefani tell you?
I said, can I take a picture?
How'd you say it though, really?
I said, Gwen, oh my gosh, can I get a pic? And she's like, yeah. And I go to put my arm around her and like, and she goes, no touching. Oh, yeah. And so then
our
I just did two thumbs up.
I'm sure he's a cool guy. Everybody I know says he's a cool guy.
Man.
If you want to be friends with somebody, because I'm friends with people I'm a fan of now, you can't go hard at them, right at them, be like, I'm your biggest fan.
Well, I didn't try to.
I know.
I just
came out.
And then on the air, too. Like, there's a reason that Garth Brooks doesn't come over to the house and have dinner because I'm like, oh, I drink your bathwater.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you don't want to get to that point.
I get that. Garth Brooks is my Johnny Bananas.
Yeah, okay. I see that. I mean, and see, I got so excited because we just happened to be in a bar at the same time. I mean, just randomly. Like, how random is that? And yes, I'd consumed a few, so the excitement level amped up.
Call that number from your phone and see what the voicemail says. They're not going to answer.
Or Bananas answers.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. I'll know his voice. No, I won't. No, I won't.
Play it cool.
I tried to play it cool.
Play it cool. Just in your head, make it your mantra, like, be cool.
That's all I was doing.
Be cool.
Again, it may not be him. All I was sharing was that this is what I got.
But maybe he has people. Because he probably has people.
I wasn't even sharing a way to bash him. I was just like, hey, man.
Oh, change the number.
Change the number.
Really?
What if they shut the number down yesterday?
After the
whole debate. Regardless, that's everything. I would never do something just to be a douche. Sometimes I'm a douche accidentally, but I never would do something
to be a
douche.
You're not like a purposeful douche.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a difference. Yeah. Big difference.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because I definitely have my moments.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, Lunchbox, this should be
this is good.
This is good, good news.
What is good news?
The good news is
it wasn't bananas.
Maybe it wasn't.
There's a chance.
Or maybe he.
But his argument was, oh, you got catfished. That I've been catfished. That's not catfished.
Oh man,
By the way, I've been catfished. It sucks.
Yes,
and
you have.
By girls.
Like, I just don't know how to handle it. Like, I don't know. Emotionally, I don't know if I'm supposed to believe bananas or if it's a fake. No, I don't know. Like, was he just saving face because people started going after him on Twitter?
Our people, they'll melt somebody if they feel like any of us have been done wrong.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they started peeling that banana. They peeled him apart. I mean, yeah.
Right, how long did it take you to think of that?
Just like 10 seconds. Like, it just came to my head right now.
All right. Just let time pass by. Sure, he's a great dude.
I just have to move on now. Like, you know, like when we do these segments, like, oh, what celebrity would you go to dinner with? I can't say bananas
you
anymore.
You can't. Stay a fan.
No, I can't because...
He'll probably come on the show. It'll all be a misunderstanding at some point, and he'll be like, oh, shit. Once he realizes you're a nice dude, he'll probably want to be your friend. But the really aggressive, over-the-top guy from the radio and when you yelled at him at the bar, no one would want to be a friend with that, like a real friend.
You know? I mean, I even brought shots with me to the bar. Like, I was like, dude, I got to get this dude a shot. I got to take a shot with bananas. And... In our pictures, we look so friendly together. Like, we look like good friends.
And let's not... Listen, Morgan, number two, I'm not trying to get in a beef with this dude. I'm sure he's a good dude. Let's not put it up on social media and tag him. Because I don't...
I didn't even tag him.
No, she does. And she should. And she does a great job.
No, I didn't tag him yesterday because I was like, if he wants me to back off, I'll back off. Like, I gotta respect my man.
Okay. Oh, see? You're a man. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Like, he's my... Well, he's not my boy anymore, is he?
He can't be.
Sure. Anymore.
Okay, the end. We're good. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Everybody feel a little better after yesterday?
Yeah. Yes.
Yesterday was pretty awkward, though. When you told me, it was pretty silent in here.
Yeah, I wasn't going to tell you on the air, but then I said, hey, should I ask? And I think everybody on the show, more so than...
Oh, Eddie said yes, tell him. He wanted to see my heart broken. Eddie goes, let me get the camera.
We try to live this stuff on the air. If we've lived it on the air, we feel like we should live the end on the air, too.
Just and it was better that you know, too, that.
Right, than not know.
All right, Raymundo told me to wrap it up.
Okay.
All right, all right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In the Dominican Republic, we're now learning The Bachelor's Melissa Rycroft got fever and stomach cramps after she visited the island. So far, 8 U.S. tourists have died in the last year after visiting there. In airline news, we're finding out that screeners at Newark Airport in New Jersey discovered 6 smoke grenades in a passenger's carry-on bag, so props to the screeners for finding those. And finally, in Boston, ex-baseball star David Ortiz, or Big Poppy, had his condition upgraded to good as he's recovering in the hospital after being shot in the back, so that's awesome news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amazon is selling a bracelet that gives you an electric shock. When it detects you're eating too much, or you're biting your nails, or you're spending too much time on the internet, you set it, and then it shocks you if you break your rule.
Oh, wow.
Wrist strap uses a small electric current to zap you into getting rid of your bad habits. It costs $199. Whatever it is, smoking, you don't want to smoke anymore, put it on. The pain is the equivalent, by the way, of touching a doorknob and then rubbing your socks on the carpet. So mostly it's like, oh, more so than it is like, ow, it scares you. But it gives the users more of an incentive. The Pavlok app can be downloaded by friends, too, so they can... Listen,
here's why.
I don't put it on. you think the Russians... Listen, I don't know what they've hacked into for sure. Mm-hmm. If they hack into my zapper, I'm done.
All of a sudden, they just start zapping you?
Users need to wear their bands, which is being created by a behavioral technology, throughout the day, and give themselves a zap when they engage in the habit they're trying to quit. And they say 3 to 5 days, you'll notice your craving significantly reduced if they're not gone entirely.
Interesting.
Yeah... I just feel like I'd buy it, like a treadmill. I'd buy it for the right reason, and then I would never use it. And then I would just put it to the side. But yeah.
And what if it just starts malfunctioning? Or I'm just trying to eat an apple, and it's like, don't eat. Yes, Bobby
Bones. Lunchbox, put your story over there.
These thieves thought they hit the jackpot. They stole a car that had a U-Haul attached to the back of it outside of a hotel in New Mexico. They steal it, drive it away, and they open the U-Haul, and it's a casket with a dead body in it.
Oh. What do you do then?
They left it. They just ran. They left the Trailblazer and the U-Haul and the dead body, and they just ditched it.
Yeah, you do that.
Like, you don't...
I probably still keep the car, though.
Oh.
Did they steal the car and the U-Haul?
Yeah. Like they stole the Trailblazer with the, and they were thinking they were going to get some, you know, moving stuff, some couches, but they got a dead body.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah,
that's
that stinks.
Just like,
or just don't steal, but.
Yeah, we can go back.
Yeah. On this day in country music,
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Today in 1992, Diamond Rio hit number one with Norma Jean Riley.
Norma Jean Riley's going to talk to me.
Yeah.
Everybody says, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her in the likes of you. I'll say, watch and see.
Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me.
Jam. Ooh. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good one. They ended up with five number ones, including their biggest, which was, anybody?
Meet in the Middle.
I start walking your way. You start walking mine.
The band was formed in 1982. Get this. This is a fun fact about Diamond Rio. The band was formed in 1982 as an attraction for Opryland USA Theme Park in Nashville, Tennessee. It was originally known as the Grizzly River Boys and then the Tennessee River Boys. After assuming the name Diamond Rio, they became a real band, and they put out in 1991 that song, Meet in the Middle, which then they had a number one. So they were basically a theme park band.
That's funny.
Which said, hey, we're actually pretty good. Let's make a song. And made a song. Boom, boom. And this song came out on this day in 1992. There you go.
Everybody says, boom.
And that's on this day in country music.
Never gonna see you in the likes of you.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
All right, here you go. A 17-year-old girl in North Carolina survived a car accident in which her car flipped into a ravine thanks to the iPhone tracking app. So she's driving. It's North Carolina. Her car hydroplanes. It flips over, then goes down a ravine. Her arm is pinned under the vehicle. So when she missed curfew, her mom got worried and hit the app. And she's like, oh, that's where she is. 7 hours after the wreck, they tracked it. She was found by her stepfather and brother. She was in the hospital for 5 days, fractured neck and some nerve damage, but she's on the mend and she's going to live. But because they did find my phone.
Wow.
Which is wild, right? So do you keep your Find My Friends app on where everybody can see? Because I have some friends, they keep theirs on, and their friends can see them all the time, wherever they are all the time.
Yeah, I
that's
don't
weird.
Have that on.
You know?
No.
You do have yours, though. If
to where I can find my phone? Yeah, because how do you think I find it?
So the government watches you. All
right. I lose my phone too much.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Brentwood, New York. A 57-year-old man walked into a Dunkin' Donuts, handed the guy a note, said, I have a gun. Don't make me use it. Give me all the money. Guy gives him all the money and leaves. And as he's leaving, the cashier looks and goes, man, that looks like an Uber he's getting into. Drives away. So they contact Uber. Sure enough, the guy took an Uber right back to his house.
That's crazy. Wow. I probably didn't think anything of it either. But that's wild that you would rob an Uber.
In an Uber.
Yeah, you rob.
And I wonder if the Uber driver is now an accomplice.
Probably not. Probably
no way.
Idea.
Probably thought he was just buying donuts.
Yeah. That's crazy. He was like, yeah, I'm the guy in the corner with the money bag. You'll see me. Just pick me up. All right, Lunchbox, that's it.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here
he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Talk to Caroline, Louisiana. Hey, Caroline.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Good. So I'm a young broadcasting professional just starting out in the industry, and I kind of have a lot of nerve issues. I feel like I prepare a lot, and I go into the moment prepared, but I still kind of deal with the what-if moments and the nerve moments. I'm kind of wondering how you deal with that and how you come across so confident. I mean, I know you talk about confidence a lot, but...
Well, I don't think that I don't feel confident. I feel, though, I've just done stuff so much. Like, the only way to get better at something is experience. And the only way you're going to get experience is if you do it and you kind of screw up a little bit. But the thing about nerves is it's okay to have nerves. I think so many people see nerves as a bad thing. You know, I think that... I mean, and I've talked about... I even wrote about this in my last book, that I think the best way to deal with your nerves is to just acknowledge you have them, because you're not going to get rid of them. There's nothing you can do to make your nerves go away unless you're going to take a pill, and then you're not going to perform, you know, right anyway. So if you're nervous about something, you know, first of all, be grateful that it actually matters to you. But second of all, you know, with nerves comes that they're just going to be there. I get nervous all the time. When I would dance on the TV show, I was nervous every week.
Oh, yeah.
When I have to do stuff, I was doing that CMA Fest, you know, and I've done it so many times now that I've proven to myself I can do it consistently pretty good. But, yeah, you'll never not be nervous. And I think as soon as you acknowledge, I'm just going to be nervous, this is just it, and I have to deal with the nerves, I think you'll be better for it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bobby. Yeah. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, you're welcome. How'd that sound? Sound like you know what I'm talking about or no?
Yeah, definitely. Hey,
thanks. Appreciate that. I was nervous to say it.
Not your first rodeo.
Thank you, Eddie. Kate in Virginia, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I was just calling to say thank you. My husband's military, and we listen to you guys every morning. And I just wanted to say thank you because it helps us get through our day, especially being away from home.
Oh, well, thanks. And tell him we say hello, and we appreciate what he's doing for us, too.
Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate that.
Bobby Bones Show.
Our producer, Eddie, says he's going to stop asking people, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm kind of over it.
Why?
Because, like, lately people have been too honest with me. And, like, the other day a guy goes, not that good, man, actually. And I'm like, what do you do with that? And I was like, oh, well, that sucks. It was at the grocery store, and we were waiting in line to check out. And as soon as he said that, it was my turn to check out. So I'm like, okay, well, hope it gets better. See you later, bud.
Awkward.
Aww.
You know what I mean? Like, and I... Like, if someone asks you that, don't you just say, like, good?
Yeah, because you're really not inquiring.
Yeah, especially to someone at the grocery store. Unless it's, like, a friend.
Yeah, if you call a friend and, like, hey, I'm just checking on you. How are you doing?
Yeah.
You're open. Right. However, if I see you walking down the street, like, hey, how's it going? I don't really care. Yeah, right. That's more of a hello.
Right. So no one should ever be like, actually, do you have a second? Because it's not good at all.
Right.
It's kind of what this guy did. I was like, I'm done. I can't do that. And I guess it's kind of my fault, too, that I asked.
But no, that's a common... greeting in Western culture. Yes. And people know that you don't actually pour out your heart. How's it going? Like, hey, it's good. How you doing? Good. Then you get to whatever you're going to get to, if there's anything to get to.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having my back on that
one. I know. I just, I feel you. It's.
Yeah, I think I'm done with it, though.
What are you going to say now?
I.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
You're the Fonz now.
Hey.
Everybody go, hey.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
So I'll play the guitar riff from a song. Just name the song. For example, if I played this guitar riff. It's just the guitar. No drums are going to kick in here.
Yeah.
Normally go boom, boom. Boom.
Yeah.
What is that one?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Any Man of Mine.
Okay.
Good job.
It's not Sweet Home Alabama. It is Any Man of Mine.
Any Man right. of Mine.
All right, we got five. Write your answer down here as we play the guitar riff game. Amy, Lunchbox, and Producer Eddie, here we go. Name this guitar riff. It's a country song. Feel about that?
I think I got it.
I mean, I've heard it before, but I don't have it.
Yeah. All right, 5 seconds.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
I'm not in.
No, I'm
Do
sorry.
I have to be?
Yeah. Time's up. Lunchbox?
That's easy, guys. Meet in the middle.
Oh, no.
Under that old no. George Pond. No.
Eddie?
That's Joe Don Rooney. That's Life is a Highway.
Life is a Highway.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, name this song by the guitar riff.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Oh, shoot.
Amy?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Correct.
That's Lunch? Sweet Home Alabama.
There it is. Eddie?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Hey. All right, name this song by the guitar riff. How about that?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm in.
Throwback. You know what, Amy?
Yeah, I do.
She's snapping her fingers.
5 seconds.
I'm in.
All right, there's your time.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
I'm yours.
Ooh.
Lunchbox.
Jason Mraz, Mr. A to Z.
Oh, no. Eddie.
I'm yours.
I'm yours. Yeah, Jason Mraz,
Woo!
I'm yours.
See, I was close. I had Jason Mraz.
That's true.
This is our fate.
Two more.
I'm yours.
Can you name this one? guitar part of the song.
We're sure people listening get frustrated, huh?
At how bad we are?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, need an answer, guys?
Oh!
I'm in.
Oh! Oh! This is clutch! I'm in for the win!
Jesse's girl.
Answer?
Jesse's girl.
Correct. She's singing it all the way to the cook. Lunchbox?
Amy, thank you for singing it, because I had Janie Got a Gun, but I got Jesse's girl.
Oh. Eddie?
Jesse's girl.
There you go.
I'm going to start with that J.
That is true. One more. No, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Name it. Last one. Name it by the guitar part.
What on earth?
Five seconds.
Oh, I'm in.
Okay.
Amy?
Okay.
Lunchbox?
Edward McCain, biggest fan.
No.
Eddie? Tell them your name.
Goo Goo Dolls Iris.
That's what I was saying.
And our winner is Eddie.
Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if there's a natural disaster, the end of the world, I know where we all need to be if we have the odds of surviving.
Below the airport in Denver, that's where you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the bunkers are.
Well, there's actually a state that has been deemed the best place to be when it comes to solar energy, registered weapons, agriculture, natural resources, plant life, drinkable water.
I'm going to go with Wyoming.
Weather.
If I have to pick one, Wyoming.
Okay. I'm going to go, the answer's California.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's where we need to go. And, you know, if you're stuck in Hawaii or Nevada, apparently you're a goner.
Even Nevada?
Nevada, why?
I don't know. They I told y'all, they consider like right things like agriculture. I mean,
it's literally right next to California.
Right.
But it's not on the water.
No, but you just drive over right over
but
to California.
It can also be hot, like you're in the desert.
Got it.
And if you don't have water.
Any part of California, does it say? Or just the whole state?
It just says that.
You can't drink salt water.
Right.
You know? Maybe you can boil it or something.
All right, what else?
I don't know. So if you learn something new and you want it to stick with you pretty fast, like if you're learning a new skill and you're like, I need to retain this, learn the skill and then go jog for 15 minutes. Boom. Every time you learn something, go for a 15-minute jog because it like gets all the things in your brain and body moving, like cardiovascular exercise helps you retain the motor skill because it gets all the wires pumping and then boom, it connects. You'll learn it better.
I found, because I ride this bike, I do two kinds of workouts. I box or I ride the bike. And when I ride the bike and I go really hard riding that bike, and I hate it. I hate it so much. But I can't really, I have these moments of clarity where I really think of things. Like, I'll think of ideas for comedy songs or I'll put together an entire set list. I sent Eddie a set list last night at like midnight.
Yeah, it was late.
It was late because I was just, I thought about it all while I was riding the bike. So I'm doing all this cardio.
It's probably because your brain is getting all wired and connected.
I don't know. And I'm miserable while I'm doing it and I can't breathe. But for some reason, it's like taking a shower. I can think of a lot of stuff in the shower. They say because all of your body just kind of relaxes.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
You don't have all these walls up. So, yeah, there you go. What else you got?
So, a man broke a Guinness World Record with blueberries in his mouth. Now, he fit 148 blueberries in there, but two of them ended up getting squished a little bit. So, when he had to spit them back out and they counted them, only 146 of them made the cut. So,
I wonder if your buddies think that's cool. Like, if you're all hanging out, like, all your dude buddies are like, yeah. This is Peter. He's the world record holder for most blueberries in his mouth.
His name's David.
Oh. All right, David.
Shout out David. But the current record holder, Guinness is still waiting to recognize it. The current record holder has 86 blueberries. So this guy really went for it. 86 all the way to 146. So I was like, huh. I mean, have y'all ever tried to see how many blueberries you can fit in your mouth?
No, I haven't. No, and I'm not going to go for a jog to remember this to do it later.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm over it. Yeah.
I was hoping someone would try to beat it. Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
By the way, you guys can text us at any point during the show. Text your message to 26229. Standard message and data rates apply. We get some weird texts.
Like what?
Well, I don't like weird, this one person's texted me like 70 times today. Like serious nutty stuff.
Oh.
Well, I've had to tell Morgan number two, can we block them?
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. And then I thought we did, but I'm just seeing them continue. You see them pop them up still? That's why I brought it up, because it's still popping up.
Yeah, and she's finding a way around it, because she's been blocked.
Like, you ain't gonna block me today.
It's like, weird.
Like, harm. Like, I'm gonna harm you type
really?
Stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
It's not good.
No.
No,
so,
no bueno.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Anything but that.
That lady's listening.
But you can text us anytime you want. 26229. Standard message and data rate supply. All right, Amy, that's Amy's pile. Thank you.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
On Monday afternoon, there was a big boom in Ridgefield, New Jersey. A house exploded because of a gas leak. An off-duty cop was a few blocks away, heard it, turns his car around, drives, gets out of the car and goes digging through the rubble and pulls the man out alive.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, yeah, nice work. You do that?
No, probably not. I'll probably just dial 911. I mean, even if
but he is 911.
But it's his off day. It's his off day.
Yeah. But he has that gene, obviously, to serve.
Yes.
Because normally he's on duty.
Yes. thank you, Lunchbox. And that's Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Congratulations to Chris Lane. He proposed to his girlfriend, Lauren Bushnell. He proposed by playing her song that he wrote for her, and the proposal was written in the lyrics. It's called Big, Big Plans.
She don't know I got some big, big plans.
Ed Sheeran announced a track list for his upcoming collaborations project, and one of the songs is called Blow, and it's with Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars.
Yeah, together.
Oh, wow.
It's Ed Sheeran, Chris Stapleton, and Bruno Mars.
That's cool.
It's like
cool.
The greatest hits. Yeah. An artist's greatest hits. Yeah, what else? Yeah.
And then Garth Brooks confirmed on the show yesterday that he recorded a demo of Friends in Low Places for George Strait, and George Strait obviously never recorded it, and then it came back to Garth a year later.
So they said, we got a song we want to pitch to George Strait. It's great, I'm in. They sent me Friends in Low Places. I learned it, sang it. And just as I was heading out the door, I said, hey, you know, I'm about to get a deal with Capitol Records, so if this never happens, you know, let me know. And so, yeah, thanks, we'll call you. And it was probably a year later. They said, hey, man, do you remember doing a song called Friends in Low Places? I said, I sing it every day. We were even on the road. And I said, I'm singing it out on the road all the time. He says, would you like to take a swing at it? I said, hell yeah, I would.
There you go. He said, heck yeah, I would. All right, thank you.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
All right, thank you very much.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's get the morning corny right now.
The morning corny.
What happened when 30 got hungry?
What happened when 30... got hungry.
38.
38.
Oh, right.
Yeah, 38.
That was the morning corny.
So over the weekend, Amy, her husband, and her son came over to my house. And your son had a big chunk gone out of the front of his hair.
Yes.
So what happened with that?
He took scissors to it.
Was he trying to give himself a haircut?
Yes. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why he did it. Because, I mean, I guess most kids do, but I feel like they're younger. Like, he's almost 9 years old. He should know not to take scissors to his hair. But, I mean, I think we all probably did it at some point when we were younger. But, yeah, no. Took a chunk straight out of his hair. And he works so hard at growing it. It takes a long time. But we had to go shave it off yesterday. Now it's gone again.
I didn't think the chunk was that bad, though.
Because I had smushed it together. Mm. I had gotten the hairs and twisted them and almost like tried to tie them in a little knot to cover up the hole.
What did you say to him whenever you walked up and he had cut his hair?
I just was like, buddy, what did you just do? You just ruined all your hard work. Like, we can't keep it that way. And he didn't understand. So I said, well, go look in the mirror. He looked at himself. He was like, oh, yeah, that's not good. And I mean, he's so cute about it. But getting his haircut yesterday, I mean, he just was like walking around like that sad puppy that just got, you know, like, I feel like when dogs get groomed, they kind of know and they're like embarrassed. That's how he felt. Like, he was walking around the house just so deflated and depressed. And I was like, what's wrong? He's like, my hair. So he just feels naked. He's missing his, like, you know. All his hair he worked hard for.
Yeah, his hair was awesome.
Yeah. It takes so much work.
Yeah.
And now we're back to zero again. We're back to where we were when we had to shave it when he got lice. Mm. And that was like 8 months ago.
Your Instagram was funny because you had a picture of him in the barber chair like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, his face was like, what? Like, what's happening, Mom? I'm like, I told you. So at least now he'll know not to cut his own hair.
You know, in about 45 minutes or so, we're going to play Win Bobby's Money. But the suits have got involved.
Oh, what happened?
Well, now they want me to read a disclaimer, and it's all legal.
Oh.
That takes all the fun, and they won't let us screen the calls to play the game.
But that's necessary.
That's my point with this game.
Because then
if
it's
I just
like,
go caller
17.
Yeah.
And I put them on, and it's a six-year-old.
Sure.
Of course I'm going to win.
Man.
So I don't even know exactly what's happening, but we'll address it coming up. But I told Mike D last night, like,
that's a bummer.
I don't know the rules yet. Hold on. I have already decided I'm upset without really knowing everything. So I'm going to hold
so
that
mature.
Back. So mature. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In like half an hour or so, we'll figure out exactly. Am I going to be upset, Mike D?
Yeah.
Oh, I am. Oh.
Oh, boy.
This was one of my favorite games. But we'll see if we're going to continue the game a little later on today.
I understand keeping it fair and open for everybody, so the screening is a little bit like, but I mean, the game is not good unless you're playing somebody that at least can get like more than four right.
Is that the only problem, or is it the money in the wallet?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm using my own money.
Yeah.
They don't even give us money for a game.
Yeah.
I'm having to use my own money, and then I get in trouble?
Why is there an issue now when we've been doing it
for years?
For so long.
Okay, but get upset,
we'll
Amy.
Down.
You don't even know yet. Oh. You're so mature, Amy.
do I look upset?
There's a guy who fed meth to his attack squirrel to keep it aggressive.
Saw that.
Wait, what? He has an attack squirrel?
Who doesn't? The cops in Alabama raided two drug dealers' place on Monday and found one of them had a pet attack squirrel. And he kept it aggressive by feeding it meth.
Oh.
The guys were arrested on several charges, and the squirrel was released to the wild. That squirrel
Wait,
is going to have.
Wait, they put it back? He's in withdrawal right now, right? The squirrel?
Or unless he's
finding some out in the woods.
Yeah.
He's having to detox all on his own.
He's definitely ruling the woods, though.
Yeah, he's like Breaking Bad squirrel.
Oh, that's terrible.
What?
This is the whole thing.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Poor squirrel was like fed meth.
I know. Brett Favre said he was coming out of retirement, the football player, and he's like 100 now.
Wait, what?
But then someone hacked his account.
Oh, so he didn't.
He didn't.
It wasn't him.
But it just reminds me, after I won Dancing with the Stars and we flew all night overnight, and I get back and my Twitter was hacked. And someone hacked me going, I'm the biggest loser. I shouldn't have won. And then Morgan number two and I couldn't get into my account. And so it was up for like a whole day and everyone's so confused. It's like, are you giving your trophy away? But yeah. Brett Favre said, I'm coming back, but he isn't. He was hacked. A 29-year-old video game addict tried to poison his family's water supply after his parents shut him off the Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God.
They changed the password of the router to get him to stop playing, and he couldn't get on. So he tried to poison the water supply.
That is when you know, like, you're like, where did I go wrong?
That's when you get a meth squirrel.
No. I fear, like, you know, you just want your kids to grow up and be good people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what went wrong?
Mm-hmm. The 29-year-old video game addict allegedly tried to poison his family's water when they pulled the plug on his noisy late-night gaming sessions. And so he said, okay, well, I'll show you.
Why I oughta
poison your water supply. Mary in Oklahoma, how are you?
I'm just fine. I just want to thank you so much for being so honest and so real. You just make all the stars and everybody come to us like we know they're real people, but you make it real.
And
I think you should always stay honest, and I just really admire you.
It's funny you bring that up because Amy and I were in a meeting yesterday with each other, and I was like, should I just start lying? And Amy said, no. You know, I was like,
no.
Yeah, no.
That's what makes you you.
Thank
and
you very much.
That's what makes the show. I've listened to you even before you really came on and was a regular when you was talking to people about your past. And I recognize your voice. We record you on everything. I've got my brother and sister listening to you. The lady at the beauty shop's listening to you now. We all just love you.
Well, I appreciate you telling your friends about us. Like, that's the biggest compliment when someone says, hey, friend, you should check this out. Because imagine when people tell you about a good Netflix show. Like, a little bit of them is on the line. If someone says, hey, Dead to Me on Netflix is good, and you watch it and you don't like it, you kind of never trust them again.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that, Mary. And I was kidding. Amy and I didn't have a meeting about me lying. I was just kind of making a joke there.
And Dead to Me is good.
It is a good one.
Yeah.
I have two more episodes.
Yeah, just wait.
Well, don't. You have to stop saying that, though.
Why?
Because you run.
You have no idea what's going to happen. That's not. How is.
You're notoriously a TV. Hey, Mary, let me tell you about Amy for a second. Are you still there?
Okay.
No, I think like one movie I ruined.
Don't yell at Mary. She called just to have fun. She's on the phone. We're just hanging out.
I wasn't yelling at her.
Mary, Amy spoils movies or TV shows or food like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then she yells at me if I'm like, hey, please don't allude to what's happening at the end. You know what I'm saying, Mary?
Uh-huh. I do.
Yeah. And so if you have a friend like that, don't you kind of cut them off before they tell you what's happening?
I say, don't tell me anymore.
That's what, right, Amy. Okay, hey, dearest friend Amy, would you mind not telling me anymore?
Okay, fine.
And I'll catch you back up afterwards.
Hey, Amy, you're a sweetheart, too. All of you are.
Oh, well, thanks.
I do love the show.
Well, thank you, man. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
What do you want me to say? The ending's a real downer.
Well, to be fair, say you're really going to enjoy it.
No, I don't even know if you will.
She just said, just wait.
Yeah, that's all I said.
That's all she said. Though.
Even yesterday,
what I do yesterday, doing this.
She was like, "Oh, episode."
No, you said, "Are there any more twists?" And I said, "Yeah, just wait."
I don't know. That's completely
accurate.
That's
a spoiler.
You ruined Avengers for me.
Oh, yeah, that's
by just yelling the ending out.
That was a bad one.
Very sorry about that.
Yeah.
She didn't say just wait on that one.
My bad.
No, she just yells stuff out. But I like that about you. If I'm being honest. All right, let me do this selfie story because.
Oh, yeah, because we need to know if they're cool or not.
Well,
the celebrities.
Yeah. And so I have this whole thing about Jim Carrey. He goes, I'm done taking selfies with people. He's like, I'm just going to say hello, how are you, and spend some time with someone instead of taking a picture with them.
Oh.
But, okay.
Go ahead.
But that's like the new autograph. Like, that's how people get to be like, oh my gosh, I saw Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey refuses to take selfies with fans because they stop life. He dropped some wisdom, he says. And he said, I've dropped trying to be something for somebody a long time ago. I don't feel like there's a pressing responsibility to please everyone. I'm not unkind to people, but I much prefer saying hello and who are you and what are you doing today than just stop and take a selfie. He talks more about it. You have thoughts, Amy?
I mean, I guess I get where he's coming from, but at the same time, it's cool for them to walk away with something that like they met and people, did he used to do autographs back in the 90s?
I don't know what he used to do. Listen, it's up to him. Everybody can do whatever they want to do. However, it takes 5 seconds to take a picture with somebody. That's it. I got selfied at the urinal.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, in Omaha. Yeah, when I went to the College World Series. I'm peeing.
While you're peeing,
I'm peeing,
I'm assuming it's a he because you're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
He took a pic?
Well, he asked.
Okay.
I'm peeing, so my back's showing. He goes, hey, man, can I get a selfie? And I said, love to. Let me zip this up. And then I did, and then we even walked out of the bathroom. I don't want a urinal behind us.
Right.
I'm someone, listen, if they're not eating, if they have food, don't go up to them if it's a famous person or if they're with their kids. Otherwise, that's the life they've chosen to at least be approached about taking a picture. If Jim Carrey doesn't want to, that's fine. That's his life.
Right.
It's up to him to take pictures. You can't hate him for having his own thoughts on it. Here are other celebrities that won't do selfies. Chris Pratt. Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic World. He says, I don't want to take photos of people. It devalues the experience. Emma Watson, and here's her theory was...
Harry Potter?
Yeah. That if you take a selfie with me, people know where I am and my safety is at issue.
Oh.
Because you post this picture immediately, people can see where I am in the world or, exactly what block I'm on even. Panic at the Disco, Jennifer Lawrence, safety concerns. Justin Bieber and Sean Penn say the photos make them feel like zoo animals. And Kit Harington from Game of Thrones says it makes him feel like a mannequin. Let me say this. Selfies make me feel alive. If someone asks me for a picture, I feel so cool because who cares about a radio goober? Someone's like, hey, can you take a selfie? Absolutely. Let me see your phone. I'll take some of just me. Me and you. I'll take some of just you. What do you want me to do?
Oh, that makes me feel sad for Justin Bieber, though.
Why?
Just because he got into it so young and such a kid and that he's gotten to a point where for him, some stuff feels like he's like just a zoo animal.
In life, we have to sacrifice things to have other things. Now, he did sacrifice that part of it, but he also is getting to go to places all over the world.
There's the pros and the cons.
Like this show, the sacrifice is we have to wake up at 3 a.m. But you know what the pro is? We get to come on and hang out and talk about stupid stuff like people not taking selfies. With anything, like my career, I've spent a lot of time just focused on my career. And right now, I'm doing better than I've ever done, right? My trajectory at this point is doing pretty good. However, what I've sacrificed is my personal life. I got nothing, but I've chosen that. Life is a balance of sacrifice. And so now I'm trying to sacrifice a little bit of the career. Just a little, un poquito.
Yeah, más, but, yeah, un poquito.
But not a lot of poquito.
Yeah, not too much. Mucho.
Mucho poquito.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought that story was interesting. Do you dislike any of them?
No, I don't.
Here's why I'd give them a point in the honesty. They could have just not said anything about it and been like, I'll take every selfie. And then when people ask, be like, nah. But they're honest about why they don't. And I can admire someone who's honest, even if I don't agree with them.
Mm-hmm. And the safety concerns I get.
Yeah.
For them.
And if I were everyone, I would just say that now.
Yeah, because like, that's like a valid, that's a, such a valid reason.
But, again, I don't think we have to agree with everybody to still kind of respect and like them. Not just in the celebrity world, even in the political world. You don't have to agree with, just because you disagree with someone doesn't mean you have to hate them.
Yeah.
That's all. The end. Is that a wrap?
It's a wrap.
We're going home. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. no, we're not going home. I kind of got it, Amy, just a little bit. In a very friendly manner, for she spoils shows. She doesn't just ruin them. She sets it up like, oh, you're never going to believe this. Wait for what's coming. And I do think that's kind of a spoiler, too. But
well, now I know.
Elise in Kansas is on. Your boyfriend does this, Elise?
Oh, my gosh, all the time.
So what does he do?
So he is super big into Game of Thrones. And so he wanted me to start watching it. Not really my kind of show, but he wanted me to keep watching it since the season finale and everything was coming up. So every time that a big part was coming up, he'd be like, oh my God, you got to watch this. Just wait. And so it would happen and it would set my expectations so high. And once it happened, I'd be like, that was it.
Yeah, that's a thing too.
Well, didn't, yeah.
Amy's like, oh, you're not going to believe it. You're going to watch it and you're going to pee a little. And then if I don't pee a little, I feel disappointed.
Right. I know. I've hyped
every
stuff
time.
Up before.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I just quit saying anything.
Oh, now, like, see, now she's going the opposite.
No, I'll be like, what's that show? I'm not sure I've seen it.
It is good, though. Dead to Me on Netflix.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't?
I watched it like months ago, but I have no comment.
Elise, what are you watching on Netflix?
I'm actually not watching anything right now. I'm just not emotionally ready to start a new show, so I just am repeatedly watching The Office all the time.
I watch The Office every night. Every single night before I go to bed, I put it on, and it just rotates and rotates.
I forgot I was watching The Office because I kind of started watching Friends again with my kids.
I don't think they'd like The Office.
No. But I need to get back into it because I still haven't finished. But now I need to. Well, good thing is Netflix tracks where you are. Boom.
Yeah.
Love that.
Do you know where you are right now, Elise, in The Office?
I'm somewhere in season 4, honestly. I keep falling asleep to it at night, so I'm probably like somewhere in season 6. I just don't know it.
That happens too. Sometimes you wake up and you're like, oh, I skipped a whole season. I was sleeping. Sometimes I have dreams about The Office because it's playing in the background. So, hey, thank you, Elise, for calling the show. Really appreciate you listening.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Well, we have a little drama here with the suits. I wonder if we should bring a suit in for this.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Do we have any of the corporate guys around?
We can look around.
We can check in a second. Oh, I'm sure they're always around.
No, they're always
Even
around.
Even when we don't see them, they're always around. Let's go over to Sandra in Illinois. Hey, Sandra, what's happening? Thank you for calling.
Hey, Bobby.
What's going on?
Hey, so I'm taking my daughter to the St. Louis show. She's 9, and she's super excited.
That's right.
She's been talking about wanting to try to meet you at some point, and I'm like, I just don't know how to do that.
Well, Eddie and I are a little comedy music duo called The Raging Idiots, and we are taking our show to St. Louis and Chicago and Denver and El Paso. And it's safe for kids, by the way. Listen, we're so funny, the kid may not have ever laughed that hard, so you got to be careful. But, so and she's 9. What's her favorite song?
I Bought a Jeep. She even made up dance moves.
Oh, wow.
She has dance moves to the Jeep song. We may have to check that out.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, yep, I have a video.
Well, post that and tag me in it. I'd love to see it.
Okay, I'll have to do that.
And we'll see you in St. Louis. All right, Sandra?
Thank you.
All right. See you later. Here's that story I was talking about. A passenger on a United Airlines flight into Newark tweeted that she and other travelers saw and felt, ooh, that's where it gets creepy, large numbers of ants crawling all over them, their seats, the windows, and even the luggage compartments. At one point, she said ants spilled out of an overhead bag. What, they have an ant farm up there?
Yeah.
It's like a couple of ants.
It's a lot of ants.
So she sees it, and then they just started crawling everywhere.
Ugh.
The cabin crew apparently scrambled to contain them, but how do you contain a bunch of tiny, tiny ants, right? She said, this is my new normal. I live here now, me and the ants. She tweeted that. Another passenger and a member of the flight crew said the ants were spotted in first class. The airline acknowledged the incident and said it was responding. They said the ants were isolated in a customer's bag and that it was contained, but they had to, you know, end up taking the plane down.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know. Did they just keep flying or did they land? Ooh. That's annoying.
I don't know that I want to land, though, if that happens to me. If there are ants on the plane, still get me to my destination.
But what if they're fire ants?
Get me to my destination.
They may not bite anyone. They're just crawling around.
Still get me to my destination. Yeah. I'm not trying to go and land in West Virginia on the way up to Newark just so we can kill some ants.
Well,
if it's a snake...
Oh, it's different.
Snakes on a plane. Yeah.
If it's a single snake, though...
Well, you can...
Even if there was one.
You can contain it. You can contain the snake.
Right. Yeah.
Just put it in a bag.
I'm just not into putting the plane down for any reason. Just get me to where I need to get. Ashley in Oklahoma, you're on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Real good. What do you want to say?
Just wanted to thank you for writing Fail Until You Don't. My son is 8 years old, and he does not like to read, but he will say, well, can I read Bobby's book? And so he's been reading your book and the motivation to get him to read.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yes.
And I think I wrote it pretty much like an 8-year-old would write, so
yeah,
it's perfect.
On his level.
Yeah. I do have a book called Fail Until You Don't, Fight, Grind, Repeat. And I had some boxing gloves given to me yesterday. On my Instagram, you can see it. Or they designed them, and they say fight, grind, repeat on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's on my Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones. I was on Twitter, and I was looking, because earlier in the show, we mentioned that Morgan Number One, who is our main producer, she's leaving the show. I think her last day is in a couple weeks. But she's not leaving me. She's going to work for me in a different capacity. So she's getting kind of a promotion. That being said, I've been looking for a new executive producer. So far, no luck. But because Morgan Number One's leaving, Morgan Number Two, who sits in the room with us, is like, hey, I don't want to be Morgan Number Two anymore. Can I just be Morgan? There's some issue to that. But we put the poll up on Twitter. You want to hear the results?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think that Morgan Number Two should still be Morgan Number Two or change it to just Morgan? 72% of people say she should stay Morgan Number Two.
Wow.
Oh, that's high.
The people have spoken. At least for now. Why do you not? Because of the poop thing? Like Number Two, is that why?
It's like when I'm introduced to people and I say Morgan Number Two, if somebody is there that doesn't know the show, they're like, Morgan Number Two?
But can I
like,
tell what? You how dumb people think I am when I go, my name's Bobby Bones? They're like, are you a pirate?
But at least
you're not
a number, and you're not always in second place.
Oh, then now
that's it. Yeah. That's the root.
You did come on second, though.
I know.
I'll think about it some more. Right.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this hardware store in Indiana, and they're known for their special way of greeting customers. They always had a dog at the door, this sweet, sweet dog named Henry, a golden lab, but he passed away earlier this year. I mean, he was old, but customers would come in and just, like, wasn't the same. People in the town mourned the loss of Henry. Well, the hardware store got a new puppy named Pete. A 9-week-old Labrador Retriever is now employed by the hardware store, and it's roaming the aisles, greeting customers, cleaning floors, providing customer service, and, you know, he's still being trained, but the residents are already, like, so excited there's a dog back and he's good at his job, and I think it's just so cute.
I think
all businesses, if you can have a puppy employee, it just makes everything that much better.
I agree. I like it. That's what it's all about right there. Tell me something good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
A couple things I want to bring up. First of all, we play this game called Win Bobby's Money, which was just me playing against listeners in trivia. And if I had any money in my wallet, we always put it up for grabs in the game. Yeah, that was a fun game. Bill in Ohio is on. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You sound like a smart guy. You auditioned for Jeopardy?
Yes, I did. Last June. I'm in the pool for about 18 months. But I know the odds are stacked against me against Bobby.
Well, listen, I think you sound like a smart guy. That's the kind of guy I'm scared of right there. I'll be honest. Yeah. He sounds nerdy like me.
Yes, and I met you actually in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and how was that experience?
Oh, it was wonderful. My wife and I were both really joyed, and we hope to see you more of your comedy tours.
Yeah, this guy's a total nerd like me, I can tell. It's scary. I know. I'm scared right now. He's intimidated.
He can get you.
I know. But here's the problem. I don't want to read it, Mike. Yeah. Mike is going to walk over to a microphone. I have to read.
Oh, this is the memo that you got?
Yeah. Two things. One,
What are the new rules on this game?
You have to read a disclaimer.
For what?
It's the legal thing.
Because the bosses heard the segment and said what?
That there needs to be like rules on it.
Okay, and we can't screen callers anymore.
Yeah, that was the thing that came after.
Why?
Because we can't test their knowledge. It has to be fair for everybody.
But it's not. We don't test every caller before they go on the air. We screen them in there. And we go, oh, do you have something you want to say? Then we put them on. If we don't screen callers for this game, we're going to have people that don't even care about trivia. They just want to get on the show.
Yeah, and that's what we used to do. And we're like, it's better if we find people like can answer a few questions. Like, okay, there'll be an actual competition.
Did you stand up to the bosses and say, I'm going to quit if this is what happens?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, good, because I want you quitting.
Like Jeopardy, they probably screen their people.
Of course they do.
Right?
Okay. And it's not like it's an official station prize. It's money out of your wallet. And sometimes it's like...
The other thing.
Oh, we can't do that?
Well, they wanted there to be like a minimum and maximum amount.
Bull crap! I'm like, there's no minimum. There's no max. No.
What could the maximum be, though? That'd be cool.
$40?
Oh.
Okay, here is the disclaimer from the corporate suits about this game. Go ahead. You can read it.
Okay. For the Bobby Bones Show's Win Bobby's Money game, no purchase necessary. Void.
Oh, boy.
Well, this is like a game show, dude.
It's like we're selling cars. Yeah.
Void where prohibited.
Go ahead.
Void in Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, Nevada, Oregon, Texas, Utah, Washington, Wyoming, and where prohibited. For info and rules, go to bobbybones.com and click on the contest link.
I'm out.
Those are our people.
I know. Why, I'm not playing the game anymore.
Wait, so if someone calls in and they...
They're from Texas.
They
or Arizona.
Play?
Yeah.
Or I guess Wyoming.
Not.
What?
I resign from Win Bobby's Money.
Dang what?
I'm not cutting all of our listeners off to this game.
No, just don't listen to it.
Oh, just don't listen to the bosses.
just act like, oh, whoops.
Act like we didn't hear it. We just had a whole segment on it.
I know. Call it something else. Like, let's just get someone on the phone to answer questions.
Let's play Catch Bobby's Cash.
Yeah.
And they have to come back around to hear that one.
Don't even say play, because that makes it a game.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bobby.
This is going to be is Ohio prohibited, Mike?
Ohio is not on the list.
Okay, can you...
Awesome.
Oh, Bill.
See, Bill.
Hey, Bill, relax for one second, Bill. I'm still deciding if I'm retiring from this game or not. hey, Raymundo, would you run to my office real quick and grab my wallet? Because I decided I was already going to quit, but I think this will be my retirement game.
Okay.
This is my Cal Ripken
serious?
Tour. I'm not doing the game if our listeners in Wyoming and California can't play. If Bakersfield can't play, why do we even play?
Right.
Yeah, but there's a way around this. Every week we just get callers on
to
answer
goodness.
Questions.
I got a lot of money today.
How much? How much?
Wait, what?
Yeah, because I got to travel in some days.
Well, now you're going to have to go re-get money.
If I lose to Bill Nye, the science guy.
Oh, I see stacks.
20, 40, 60,
what?
80, 100, 20.
There you go.
$120. I will say that's the most that you've ever had.
But that's because I've had to pack up for my trip. Well, listen, Bill.
Huh. Wow.
What's the maximum?
Actually, heading to Nashville in a couple days.
Bill, stop talking. I'm just playing, man. Okay, look, I'm nervous because I don't want to play the game anymore. It's taking all the air out of it for me.
Yeah, so we had to set the minimum at 1 cent.
Oh, you've already set minimums on this?
We had to put in the rules.
What's the minimum?
1 cent.
Okay, and the maximum?
$500.
Yeah! Woo!
I'm never going to have that.
You never know.
All right, Bill, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play I'm gonna play one more time against you, and then I'm retiring for Win Bobby's Money.
What? All right, you got this, Bobby. You got this.
Why are you rooting for me?
No. Yeah, Bill, you root for yourself.
Your record says it all, Bobby.
I love this guy. Like, I need him on for every segment. Bill's my new favorite caller.
You have to deal with my sidekick, Joel.
All right, hey, Mike.
That? His wife?
What's the rule? Someone told me there was a category rule, too. Do you know about this?
No.
Where we can't announce the category, because I don't know the category for today.
Oh, yeah, because they can't know any of the answers. It has to be fair for everybody, so you can't know the category, and the callers can't know.
But what if we say it at the same time on the air?
Yeah, that's fine, just like, not beforehand.
The category, well, the words that rhyme with weenus.
Okay. Bill's like, got it!
Well, the thing was, when we would screen them, they would find out the category.
Oh, before I would know
you. Yeah, because they would have sample questions.
Okay. I'm gonna play. This is my last time to play. Then I'm retiring.
Man.
Yeah, I can't cut off all those states from playing on the show. Bill, you are gonna get a run at this though. Okay. Can you tell us the category for today?
Yeah.
Does Lunchbox have the questions?
He's about to.
Oh, so Lunchbox didn't have the questions for today yet.
Ooh.
No.
It's part of the rules.
Oh, yeah. The-
Lunchbox can't have the questions too early.
Boy, you're really getting shut down, man. Okay, hold on. Is the category written on there, Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Okay, the category. Let me find the drum roll. The category for today. Bill, are you listening?
Yep, I'm listening.
All right, the category is.
Category, vocabulary. Words that start with the letter C.
Vocabulary.
Words that start with C.
Words that start with C. Like things like conundrum.
Mm.
Cat. Cantaloupe.
Cauliflower.
Okay, we're giving Bill all the answers now. Oh. All right, Bill.
Cauliflower pizza.
Oh boy.
All right, Bobby.
Bill, are you Bill? Bill, what do you do for a living?
I am a software quality engineer.
Of course you are. This is a guy scary
okay,
to me.
Listen,
this
Bobby,
guy's so,
I love him already. Can we too. Just have him on every week and just call it a segment, not a game?
I kind of am rooting for him. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't mind losing, especially to somebody who gives me a good challenge.
We're rooting for each
other. All right. Bill, I'm going to let Lunchbox set it up, and we're going to play. You're going to be the final contestant ever on Win Bobby's Money. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready, Bobby.
All right.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
What's his name?
Take it away. It's Bill in Ohio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the last edition of
Win Bobby's Money!
The challenger coming out of the blue corner. He hails from Ohio. He's trying to get on Jeopardy. He sounds like a software engineer because he is.
Yeah.
We call him Bill!
Bill!
Bill.
I love Bill.
Bill.
I do
Bill.
Love Bill. All right?
And ladies and gentlemen, coming out of the red corner.
Retirement match.
Retirement match. One for the ages. Oh. One so we can ride off in the sunset.
And like George Strait, baby.
Yes. The cowboy rode away. He is undefeated. And he is the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Yeah. Bobby Big Head Bones.
Bones, 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 bones.
Bill, I'm going to leave the studio and go to my office, okay? In my office, you should know that we have no way to hear the show, which you would think at a radio station there would be ways to hear the show at all times. There is not. Don't be confused. I'm going to walk out. Lunchbox is going to ask the questions. You ask questions until 60 seconds is up. To however many he gets, I come, answer the same questions. Game over. My retirement match. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Yeah. Bill, how you feeling?
Right. You got this, Bobby.
You got this, Bill. All right, I'm taking my headphones off. I can't hear Bill anymore. All right. Out I go.
Bill, are you more nervous now or when you tried out for Jeopardy?
I don't know. I think it's a tie.
Okay, all right.
This is big. There are a ton of listeners playing against a dancing champion here.
Oh, that's wow. True. Yeah, dancing champion and quiz champion. So, Bill, the clock does not start until I finish reading the first question. If you do not know it, just say pass, and if we have time, we'll come back to it. You don't get penalized for passing.
Can I answer in the middle of a question? Or
yeah. You can do whatever you want, Bill. It's your life.
All right.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What type of clouds have flat bases and are often described as cotton-like?
Cirrus.
Incorrect. What do you call a person who makes maps?
Cartographer.
Correct. What DNA strand is found in a cell nucleus?
Chromosome.
Correct. What do you call a group of witches?
Path.
What mythological creature is half man, half horse?
Cerberus.
Incorrect. A person who makes and repairs shoes is known as a what?
Cobbler.
Correct. What is the art of producing decorative handwriting or lettering with a pen or brush?
Calligraphy.
Correct. What is the part of the brain that controls higher functions?
Cerebrum.
Correct. What's the name of the computer program intended to distinguish human from machine input?
Yeah.
What is the culinary name for squid as food?
Calamari.
Correct. What is the capital of Ohio?
Columbus.
Correct. What is the name for dead body? Oh.
Bill!
Incorrect, but you did well.
That was good, man.
Sorry, I did mess up on your one, the nucleus.
No, you did great. That's fine.
That was one mess up.
All right.
We bringing him in? Bill, don't tell him how you did. He's going to ask, and he's gonna try to trick you into saying you didn't do good or good, so he knows how pressure. Bill, what are you doing right now? Are you driving to work or what?
Yeah, I'm not driving right now. I'm actually stepped out real quick because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
That's right. Is your wife listening, do you think?
Oh, I'm sure. Without a doubt, she's listening.
Okay. All right. Shout out to... Julie.
How old are you, Bill?
I'm 37. We're actually going to Nashville on Friday through Sunday for a weekend trip.
How about you?
You want to stay at Bobby's?
Yeah, why not?
Win Bobby's house.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah, are you ready?
Yeah, what's the category again?
Vocabulary? Vocabulary, things that start with the letter C.
Yeah.
And you can pass if you want. Clock starts when I finish reading the first question. Are you ready?
Final match. You can do this. All right, let's go.
What type of clouds have flat bases and are often described as cotton-like?
Cumulus.
Correct. What do you call a person who makes maps?
Pass.
What DNA strand is found in a cell nucleus?
Chromosome.
Correct. What do you call a group of witches?
A coven.
Correct. What mythological creature is half man, half horse?
Centaur.
Correct. A person who makes and repairs shoes is known as what?
A cobbler.
Correct.
What?
What is the art of producing decorative handwriting or lettering with
calligraphy?
Correct. What is the part of the brain that controls higher functions?
Cerebellum?
Incorrect. What's the name of the computer program intended to distinguish human from machine input?
Pass.
What is the culinary name for squid as food?
Calamari.
Correct. What is the capital of Ohio?
Columbus.
What is the name for dead body used for medical purposes?
Cadaver.
Correct. A polite bow for woman is known as a what?
Curtsy.
Correct. Chlorophobia is the fear of what?
Swimming pools.
Incorrect. What do you call a unit of soldiers on a Oh, sorry.
Wow. What's chlorophobia? I missed more of that one than I've ever missed.
Clowns. It's a fear of clowns.
No idea. Okay. What was ones I missed?
What is the name of the computer program intended to distinguish human-machine input?
Yeah, Bill didn't get that either.
CAPTCHA?
Oh, it's where you type in the letters. The CAPTCHA. It's where it's like you have to put in, it's an A, sideways E.
Oh, no.
So it's like, are you a robot?
Yeah, I didn't know that's what it's called.
Oh, yes, got you.
That's
yes.
Kind of the,
and then the part pictures. Of, yeah, the part of the brain that controls the higher functions.
Cerebellum,
is the,
I said cerebellum.
It's cerebrum.
It's the other part, the other C.
Yeah.
How many did I get?
I don't know.
How many?
10.
How many did Bill get?
7.
Oh,
wow. Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, winner and going out undefeated heavyweight champion of the world, Bobby Bighead Bones.
Bones, 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 bones.
Like, how do y'all know? He knew the shoe one, too. Like, how do you know what shoemakers are called?
I'm going to tell you what happened. I was reading a Reddit thread recently, because I love Reddit, and this guy was talking about, because he goes, hey, it's talking about the best investment you made with your money. And he said, I took my shoes to a cobbler, and he said, they fixed my tennis shoes, and I wear them every day. It's one of the best investments. It was like $13. And I was like, a cobbler? For your but that's what that is. Had I not read that Reddit thread, I wouldn't have known
what
that.
What about a coven?
Like a witch? Well, birds and witches. And are birds a coven, too? What is it?
Flock.
Well, let's see. Sure.
I didn't know the coven. That was genius.
A coven, I believe, like when we used to hunt, like bird hunt.
They were the group of birds as a coven?
Is there anything about birds in a coven? Or do we just imagine they're witches and shoot them? Mike D's looking it up right now. Hey, listen, Bill, I appreciate you. You've been awesome.
Well, you got to sign that form. And
I'll sign the questions for you. And since you're the last player, I'm going to give you a signed book, a Fail Until You Don't, my last book. And I appreciate you, Bill. And have fun in Nashville. All right, buddy?
Thank you so much, Bobby. We definitely will.
All right. I hope you had fun, because I had fun. And I wouldn't have mind losing to you today.
And I don't mind losing to you at all. You are the true champ.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Mike, a coven.
A group of quail.
A group of quail. Boom.
Dude, you got to go on Jeopardy.
I don't want to go on Jeopardy because I'll get crushed. And then
there's no way you'll
then
get crushed.
This mystique goes away.
Oh, okay. You just want to be undefeated champ?
I'm retiring.
Win Bobby's money?
I'm done. The end. Once they start to put rules on me, I quit. You know what I mean?
Dang.
We can play for 1 cent every week with only people in New York.
Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah,
wah. Yeah. Hey, Dustin Lynch came by the house yesterday. This podcast goes up at noon, so search for the Bobby Cast and subscribe to it if you don't mind. And I'm just going to play you one clip because it's not up right now, but at noon it'll be up. And this is Dustin Lynch talking about how he released a single that he didn't even like. And I was like, look at this dude. This is pretty candid talk here.
The reason I didn't want to record it is because it's not what we could do well. And then I get the song that wasn't not going to be a single that I didn't want to record. Chosen for me to go next.
The label picked it as your single.
And man, that started a dark My first dark time as an artist.
And what, you want to say what song that was?
Wild in Your Smile. You look just like the little angel, baby. But I
know you love a little danger, baby. The thing about it, it's the one he didn't want to release. It's just my style. You got some wild in your smile. And he's like, didn't want to release it. They made me release it.
I don't even know it.
I didn't do very good. He talks about that. It's a really good. So it'll be up at noon today. Dustin Lynch on the Bobbycast. I hope you check it out. I hope you subscribe. Also, Amy and I do a Q&A on the last episode before this. So check it out. The Bobby Bones Show. Hey, I'll go with this. A woman is caught setting her neighbor's house on fire by her own security camera.
Oh.
So.
Oopsie.
Yeah, it wasn't even the house. she set on fire security camera. But yeah, in Oklahoma. Long feud, and she was caught because her own camera got her.
Wow.
59-year-old Annie Durham of Del City, Oklahoma, had been feuding with her next-door neighbor for several years now. I mean, a several-year feud? This is Hatfield.
You gotta let it go, right?
Oh, yeah. So last week, Annie took it on herself to solve the problem. She burned the house down. She took a rag, wrapped it around a stick, set it on fire lighter fluid, threw it into the house. Firefighters were able to put it out, but not after some significant damage to the home. Well, she had her own security cameras running, and when the cops asked to look at them, she's like, yeah, sure, why not? And then they could see her on her own cameras setting the house on fire.
Wow.
Second-degree arson. And that's your bonehead story of the day. There you go. Amy, what's going on today?
Just working on my podcast. It's got to go up tomorrow, and I have like one of the four things done. So.
Oh, yeah, we got three more things to do?
Got three more things to bust out for the four things podcast. So I'll be working on that today. What about you?
Up at noon today, speaking of podcasts, my Dustin Lynch episode. He came by the house for, we talked for an hour and 15 minutes last night. So yeah, check that out. It'll be up at noon. You can subscribe to the Bobbycast instead of just searching for one. Just go to Bobbycast, wherever you listen to your podcast, and search it up and check out the Dustin Lynch episode. And then we hung around and talked for a little bit after. It's in a good place right now.
Okay.
And then I guess it's the longest we've ever hung out. Because I see him around here, or I see him sometimes on the road if we're doing a festival or something. But it's a good one. The guy's got a lot of hits. Got an interesting story. He used to be, while he was in college, on a full golf scholarship.
Really?
Dustin Lynch. And studying pre-med, because he was going to be a surgeon right after college.
What?
Oh, interesting.
He was also playing frat parties and weddings. And that was just what he was doing to make money. It's a whole thing. And then he gets, a label picks him up, and then they don't care anymore. And he has a song that they're like, oh, this is going to be the song. We're going to go with this Cowboys and Angels. And they're like, nah, we're not feeling that one. His first label.
Oh, that's a jam too.
And to his real label, that was his first hit.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. So okay. Noon today it'll go up. So check out the Dustin Lynch Bobbycast. Hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll see you here tomorrow. Thank you very much. Have a good day. And later, Gator. How about that? Should I start saying that every day?
Yeah.
All right, later, Gator. Bobby Bones.